I welcome you to this moment around God's Word and prayer. It's possible you have had a boss at work or a pastor at church or some leader in your life who has made the mistake of demanding your trust before they earn your trust. I've learned as a leader that my influence is severely compromised if I just kind of do that heavy-handed, I command you to trust me. I mean, nobody buys into that. But true trust needs to be earned. I'm aware of that like every week in my life as I pastor the church. I'm just constantly doing things that actually prove that I can be trusted as a leader. And I don't take it as an entitlement that I demand from people. It's my responsibility to earn trust. And this is where God's Spirit then comes alongside of us. And He can do things to help to validate us. It's really tough to put your reputation in God's hands. You earn trust, and then you do what it takes to earn trust instead of insisting on it. And then you put your reputation in the Lord's hands. And these are very challenging things, but these make extraordinarily strong leaders when it happens. And we're going to see, as Saul is now being appointed the first king of Israel, that God is going to set up a scenario where he will validate Saul's leadership as Saul does what he needs to do, not to demand that the people of Israel follow him, but to earn that right to be their king. It sets up in chapter 11 of 1 Samuel and verse 1. Nahash the Ammonite went up and besieged Jabesh Gilead. That would be in the area of present-day Jordan on the east of the Jordan River. All the men of Jabesh said to him, to the Ammonite commander, make a treaty with us and we will be subject to you. Instead of fighting you and dying, I mean, we'll make a treaty. And so Nahash the Ammonite replied, get this, I will make a treaty with you on only one condition. That is that I gouge out the right eye of every one of you and so bring disgrace on all Israel. So this is a story that's soon going to be rated R for violence. Can you imagine that? I'll make a treaty with you as long as you let me gouge out every one of your right eyes. And Nahash had actually done this before in his warfare. So when Saul heard their words, so Saul, who's just been anointed as the first king of Israel, when Saul heard their words, the Spirit of God came powerfully upon him. And he burned with anger. This is righteous anger. This is holy indignation. This is the kind of indignation we have against the devil and against evil, not against people, but this is something. See, God was stirring Saul's heart up with a passion to defend the people. He's going to show himself as a worthy defender, as the king of the people. Verse 9, so they told the messengers who had come, say to the men of Jabesh Gilead, by the time the sun is hot tomorrow, you will be rescued. This is Saul saying, go back, tell them their eyes aren't going to get gouged out because I'm going to rescue you. And when the messengers went and reported this to the men of Jabesh, they were not surprisingly elated. So Saul arrives early in the morning and he deploys three detachments of Israeli soldiers and launches a surprise attack against Nahash the Ammonite and his army. And they end up scoring a sudden and stunning victory. And it saves the people of Jabesh Gilead from being subjected to the Ammonites and having their eye taken out. And then Samuel said to the people, okay, come, this is verse 14, come, let us go to Gilgal and there renew the kingship. Because, you know, Saul had his critics, as every leader does. Saul had people who weren't sure they wanted him to be their king. But God just vindicated Saul's leadership here and validated it with this amazing victory. Here Saul had this passion to defend the people of Israel, and he took a risk, and he won a victory, and he saved some of the Israelites. And so Samuel knew this was the moment. This was God's vindicating moment for Samuel. So let's go to Gilgal and there renew the kingship. So all the people went to Gilgal and made Saul king in the presence of the Lord. I believe if you decide that your own trustworthiness is not something you're entitled to, but something you earn, and then you take advantage of whatever opportunity God has put in your hand to actually earn the trust of other people, it's then that the Spirit of God, like Saul, can come upon you. And I believe that if he's called you to something, he knows how to validate. If you do your part to be trustworthy and earn trust, God comes alongside to validate your leadership. You don't have to strive to defend your reputation all the time. Put your reputation in God's hands. Do what it takes just to prove trustworthiness over and over as you care for other people. And let's see what God can do to raise you up. Father, thank you for this. So we give our reputations to you. To whatever degree, Lord, we demand trust before we earn it, from our family, from our kids, from the people we supervise at work. My God, forgive us for that. Lord Jesus, help us just to give ourselves to serving others. Help us to have that holy anger where the devil is destroying people's lives. And help us to go and without any care for our own reputation. Help us to do what's right. Help us to defend people. Help us to care for people. Help us to obey you, to serve you, to volunteer in that ministry you've called us to volunteer in. And as we try to earn trustworthiness in the eyes of others who would follow us, we pray that then you would vindicate us like you did with Saul and validate your call. And we do surrender our reputations to you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.